Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Okay, welcome back to the Wilner Window, hour number two. This is Don Goldberg. Sam Forbes is here with me in the studio, as is our medical co-host, Dr. Richard Podell. We were in the process of answering a question from Dorothy from New Jersey, who is concerned about what is kind of a normal process, and that is, as you get older, you have a tendency to start losing muscle. Losing muscle integrity. It gets harder. You have to work harder at maintaining that. And Dorothy's question is, what can she do to combat that? Dr. Podell?
Yeah, well, obviously, the more exercise you do, the better. Okay, and that's what starts. But in terms of nutrition, things like branched-chain amino acids or the amino acid leucine, whey protein, which has branched-chain amino acids in it, these have some data that show some benefit. I think carnitine, which is involved in energy metabolism, may have show some benefit. And generally, having a good, solid, well-balanced diet is important.
Right, and obviously, you know, you have to remember never skip meals, and if you feel a little tired between meals, perhaps it's a blood sugar issue, you should eat a healthy protein snack between meals. And if you listen to the first hour, Dorothy, we obviously, which I'm sure it caught your ear, but we were talking about someone who needed help in gaining weight, and I hope you listened carefully to our suggestion to look into healthy fats or increasing healthy fats. You can incorporate healthy fats along with what Dr. Podell just mentioned in terms of healthy or a good protein powder of products that are available. Or Don mentioned the meal replacement powders that you can use. Instead of a replacing meal, you can use meal replacement protein powders in addition and as a supplement to your meals. Obviously, we also, you know, I guess it's helpful to mention, you know, you should have an evaluation to make sure there's not some underlying cause to the muscle loss other than, I guess, normal aging. And there is the concept of collagen and connective tissue that we're hearing more and more about these days, which coincides with the availability of a number of products called collagen. The one that first caught our attention was the one by Dr. Vanessa. It's called Anti-Aging 3. It's a purified form of collagen with the collagen 1, 2, and 3 from chicken and beef sources, along with, I believe, there are some other additional amino acids that are helpful for the production of collagen in the body. And the theory goes that as we get older, our ability to replace and manufacture collagen reduces, starting at age, believe it or not, 20. So if you can imagine as you get into your 60s, 70s, and beyond, that gets more and more difficult. So I think collagen supplements might actually be another way of supporting and maintaining healthy collagen and stores of connective tissue in the body. So collagen.
Collagen, the glucosamine chondroitin type products, And I think most important, as we said earlier, Sam, the various types of protein supplements. I think we ran an ad, Solgar's Whey Protein called Whey to Go is on sale right now. Many companies have whey protein supplements. Of course, it just makes it all the more important that you make sure you're on a good, balanced supplement regimen, a good multivitamin, all of the minerals that you need, as well as the protein, because what you're experiencing is normal, and we just the older we get, the harder we have to work to fight this normal aging process. You have to exercise, to achieve the same results that you used to achieve when you were younger. You have to do more. That's just the way life is. But it makes it all the more critical that you get all of your vitamins, your B vitamins, all your minerals, plenty of protein. A supplemental protein will not hurt. You'll get those extra amino acids that are involved in muscle synthesis, things like leucine, like Dr. Podell mentioned, and like Sam is mentioning, the building blocks for muscle and skin and connective tissue would be the collagen, the glucosamine, the chondroitin, and so forth. Okay? That's about the best we can offer, Dorothy. I hope that's of some help.
Yes. Can I ask you one question? On the whey protein, does that have a lot of yeast in it? Is that considered?
No. Whey protein shouldn't have any yeast in it. Okay, whey protein is derived from milk. Milk contains two kinds of protein. It contains the casein, or which is the water-insoluble component of protein, and it contains whey, which is the water-soluble protein. If you remember the old nursery rhyme, Little Miss Muffet, Senator Tuffet, eating her curds and whey, the curds are the insoluble fraction, which is casein. The whey is the soluble fraction. Whey is actually the higher quality protein. Back in the old days, they used to use a measurement called the protein efficiency ratio, or abbreviated as the PER. The PER for casein was 2.5. The PER for whey was 3.2. The highest PER was for egg white. That was 4.0. So that gives you an idea of the relative value. That's why we like the whey protein so much, because it is relatively pure. It's most people don't have any allergy problems, very little lactose, and it's very high quality.
Having said that, though, Don, there is some evidence that the casein portion of milk protein may have somewhat of an anabolic effect as well. So there are products that have incorporated some of the casein protein along with the whey protein.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, soy protein is good. I mean, all of these quality proteins, soy protein, milk protein, rice protein, all of these things, as long as they're quality, not gelatin, because gelatin is an incomplete protein, but they will all contribute the amino acids necessary for a muscle building. The problem is, the higher the quality of the protein, the less amount you need to get the essential amino acids. That's all. So basically, if you prefer a whey protein, if you prefer a soy protein, for example, that will do it also. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Dorothy. Thank you for the call, and good luck. Arnie and I are experiencing the same problem you are, and, we force ourselves to go to the gym twice a week, and, it just takes a little bit more work. That's all, and we try to hold off the ravages of aging as best we can. Okay. Let's see. I'll tell you what, folks. We have a number of people waiting. I will give you the phone number, 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. The 0710 seems to coincide with the call letters of this radio station. Isn't that a coincidence? Anyway, We will get some business out of the way, and then we can have an uninterrupted stretch of time to answer your phone calls. So let's do that. Let's take a little break, and then we'll come back to the phones. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll return shortly.
Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow Formulas. It contains a clinically documented human origin probiotic strain, Lactobacillus planetarum 299V. So, well, this particular strain resists stomach acid and bile salts and has been shown to be very effective in colonization of human intestinal mucosa. In fact, it's the strain used in human clinical studies for intestinal health and function. Each capsule contains a minimum of 10 billion viable cells. So, well, do you have problems with irregularity, problems with bloating, gas, intestinal discomfort? Bingo! Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow is exactly what you need. A clinically documented probiotic for just those problems. Room temperature stable, vegetarian capsules. What are you waiting for? Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow Formulas. Available at Wilner Chemists. Discount price, of course.
Now, you don't find many companies that have been around for 100 years, do you? To remain in business for that long must mean they're doing something right. Well, guess what? Wilner Chemist has been doing business in Manhattan since 1911. That means this year is our 100th anniversary. And what is the reason for our success? Well, all I know is that we try to offer a pleasant shopping experience, a wide variety of nutritional supplements, and a professional guidance on how to properly choose and use the products that are right for you. And we do it all this while offering some of the best discount prices you'll find anywhere. And to celebrate our 100-year anniversary, we will be giving away prizes and setting up special seminars and health fairs. And in addition to our usual sales, we'll have additional special anniversary sale discount deals throughout the year. These anniversary deals will offer products at 50% off or better. Right now, we have a long list of products from at 50 to 75% off. Be sure to check our website at www.wilner.com for both the regular as well as special anniversary sale discounts. And if there was ever time to be on the Wilner Chemist's mailing list, well, this would be it. You'll want to be kept informed on everything that we have going on this year. Just add your name and address. It's easy. You can do this on our website at www.wilner.com, and that's Wilner with two L's, or you can call us by phone at 1-800-633-1106, or you come visit us in our store.
Now, how do you come visit us in our store? Well, I'm going to tell you where the stores are. We have two stores in Manhattan, and we have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. In Manhattan, we have a Midtown store at 100 Park Avenue. That's at 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store, where you'll find Sam Forbes holding court, is holding court is right across from City Hall. Anyway, holding court is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall, and I'm assuming somewhere near the courthouse. Of course, Sam can't be doing any of those marriages for you, but he can give you good advice about supplements. In Atlanta, Georgia, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
Okay, and Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll start taking your calls in just a moment.
Do you want to feel and look younger?
Hi, this is Dr. Vanessa. Scientists reveal that today we don't have to age rapidly and live with pain and suffering due to aging diseases. Now, by taking anti-aging 3 collagen on a daily basis, you can renew your hair, bones, joints, blood vessels, eye vision, your whole body, and restore a healthy image and look younger like me.
This is Dr. Sally Berg. Anti-aging 3 collagen contains pure collagen types 1, 2, and 3, and a triple helix amino acid compound designed to activate your body's own collagen production. To renew your body from the inside out, slow down your aging process, stop living with pain and suffering. Take Anti-Aging 3 Collagen and improve the quality of your life. We have been taking Anti-Aging 3 Collagen for almost 2 years now, and people comment on how much younger we look. Start now and see the difference.
Do you have mushroom wisdom? In Asia, medicinal mushrooms are relied upon for their unique ability to promote health and well-being. Now, Mushroom Wisdom brings the immunity-boosting benefits of maitake mushrooms to your everyday healthy lifestyle in maitake defraction supplements. Defraction is a proprietary compound largely responsible for maitake's immune support benefits. Mushroom Wisdom extracts defraction from the purest maitake mushrooms, grown in a pristine environment free of pesticides and fertilizers, and brings it to you in defraction tablets, capsules, and tincture. Mushroom Wisdom introduced maitake extract to America nearly 20 years ago. Its maitake defraction supplements are now relied upon by a large number of healthcare professionals and consumers for ultimate immune support, and defraction has been used in numerous cancer studies at leading university medical centers. Experience the immune-boosting properties of Mushroom Wisdom maitake defraction supplements.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. Welcome back to this portion of the Wilner Window. I guess that little song, Steamy Windows, quite appropriate for this past week or so, isn't it, with the temperature as it's been. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell and Sam Forbes, and we're taking your calls, and in fact, we're going to continue doing so. We're going to go to Rudolph in Hamburg, New Jersey. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Rudolph. How can we help you today?
I have a comment. You're mentioning all of the oils, good oils, except grape seed oil. It's not very well known, but it's a very temperature stable, and it probably has all of the things that grapeseed extract has. And it's big in Italy, and right now Italians are pushing it. They probably need money, so they, you know, use dollars a quart. Now Shoprite has it for $2 a pint.
Yeah, I might throw in the difference between grapeseed and grape skin, if you could comment on that, Don.
Well, yeah, why didn't I mention grapeseed oil when we're talking about the food oils? I didn't mention it because I'm not really aware of what benefits grapeseed oil might have compared to things like olive oil and canola oil and the other oils that we mentioned. Maybe it's just as good. Maybe there are benefits. But to be honest with you, I know it's used for skin-related problems topically. And I know it can be used as a food oil, but I have no reason to have looked into it in any greater detail. Sorry, I know we do carry it at Wilner Chemist. I think Now Foods has grape seed oil. Sam, you know any other brands that we have?
Well, many of the grape seed oils we do carry are meant for topical use. The only one with the exception of the Now Foods one, I believe that is can be used, I guess, as the gentleman was mentioning, cooking or I guess taking as a supplement. I'm only taking a guess at this, but it's probably an omega-6 fat, and it probably has all the benefits of a good quality omega-6 fat. May be other types of fats in it. As to its other benefits of having the same benefits as grapeseed, I'm not ready to jump on that.
I don't know if that's the case.
There probably are going to be residue from the grapeseed. It's probably, you're probably right, sir, that, I guess having having a grape an oil extraction from grape seeds might be a good thing, being that if you've got a seed full of antioxidants in the oil coming from it, it's probably going to be made perhaps more stable. But I'm just taking a guess there.
But Sam, I would not equate grape seed oil with grape seed extract. Grape seed extract is what it is because it's very rich in the various flavonoids, polyphenols, things of that sort, which you're not going going to have in the oil, especially if it's a processed purified oil. That doesn't mean it may not be traces of it, and that right. doesn't mean it may not be a good oil. So those of you out there, thank you for Rudolph for pointing it out, those of you out there who are looking for an alternative to olive oil, canola oil, coconut oil, palm oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil, whatever, you may want to take a look at grapeseed oil. Rudolph recommends it, okay? Thank you for that call, Rudolph, and I'm glad you brought that up. Okay, let's see. Let's move on now to Richard, who is traveling, who hopefully has pulled over to the side of the road in New Jersey. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Richard. How can we help you?
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. I wanted to get your perspective on this. I've had acid reflux for about 10 years. I've been on a PPI for about that long. I've tried at times to go off the PPI. It's worked for about 6 years, and the last 3 or 4 years, it seems like the PPI doesn't really work very well at all. I've tried things like DGL. I've tried slippery elm. I've tried going off of certain foods like grains and glutens. I do take probiotics. I take enzymes. I do take supplements. I go to Wilner Chemist. It's a great store. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you could suggest other than, you know, a surgical procedure that it might be able to help?
What kind of surgery would help you with that?
Well, they do surgery. They pull the esophagus down and so on, but you only do that for cases that are very, very bad.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Well, I see you say you use, obviously, the number one product that I would probably guess that all of us would recommend would be the DGL product. And you said you have used that.
I've used it. Now, you know, after a couple of weeks and I see that it doesn't work, I kind of quit on it. Is it something that I have to stay on longer?
Well, perhaps. One of the ways I usually recommend it is frequency is also another concern. And when, like, for instance, you probably should do it between meals or before meals on an empty stomach, preparing the stomach for ingestion. If you have a pretty severe situation, you may want to do it 3, maybe even 4 times a day for those days that are quite severe. I actually like, personally, I like a product called DGL Plus. It's a capsule, which is different than different than what's usually recommended. But I find it just as effective. Pure Encapsulation makes it, and it's actually a combination of the DGL with the slippery elm and marshmallow. These are demulcent types of herbs that soothe and help with the mucous membranes, the lining of the esophagus, stomach, and such. That might be helpful. I usually recommend a couple of capsules in between meals, 2, 3, maybe even 4 times a day to help quell and control the effects of the stomach acid. And the other product I would recommend is a combination of zinc carnosine, also known as pepsin. Pepsin GI, I believe a number of companies have it. Metagenics has it as Zinlori, but you may be more familiar with Doctor's Best has something called Pepsin GI. I would also recommend this. It sounds like you might need a combination of more than one type of product to get you under control, and you probably need to stay on it for a while. Pepsin GI has been shown, the zinc carnosine has been shown to normalize the cells of the stomach and help them operate properly and protect the stomach cells along with the, esophagus.
We're going to have to take a break.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, Richard, I have another comment to make. Maybe I'll ask Dr. Podell about this, and we'll get back to it after the break if you want to just hang up and listen. I know you're in your car, okay? Thanks for the call. We do have to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment.
Each of of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
Hi, this is Dr. Fred Vanini. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a board-certified heart surgeon for over 40 years, maybe even more, now practicing integrative medicine for more than a decade. I have an important message about healthcare today, and that is the high cost of repair. Not everything's covered, and conventional medicine doesn't do it all. In today's environment, prevention is key. Vitamins and nutrients play a very big role, but for most people, it's still one big and expensive mix and match puzzle. All of these different jars and capsules to deal with. Well, now the puzzle is solved. ProPax with NT Factor is the daily all-inclusive regimen that solves the puzzle and beats the cost. 5 tablets twice a day in the easy-to-carry packet, and you're protected against the effects of aging, stress, and most of all, fatigue. Proven in 7 clinical trials, ProPax with NT Factor puts you ahead of your game. Solve the vitamin puzzle and beat the cost. Visit Wilner's today and ask for ProPax with NT Factor. It's recommended by me, Dr. Fred Vanini, Dr. V.
And I recommend we get a check on the traffic right now.
Good afternoon once again, gentlemen. We will start with trouble on the FDR Drive. This report is brought to you by Hammer Mill Paper. Now, traveling southbound on the FDR between the 100s and the 70s, some very slow traffic. The good news, an accident at 79th and a stalled car at 74th. They have both been cleared away. Northbound, very slow through the area. Eastbound on the Jackie Robinson Parkway at the Grand Central, an accident there blocks one lane. Westbound on the Belt Parkway, that very slow between JFK and Leverett's Boulevard. At the inbound George Washington Bridge, delays now about 20 minutes from the 8095 Express lanes, 10 minutes from the 8095 local, 4 and 46 okay from the Palisades. The outbound Holland Tunnel, that's 20 minutes inbound, 15 minutes from 1 and 9 minor from the Turnpike. Still no problems either way going through the Holland Tunnel. The Hammermill Paper is backed by a 99.99% jam-free guarantee. Don't you wish traffic was? Hammermill, no worries. And I'm Ed Kalecki on News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
WOR.
We might not like to admit it, but when it comes to weight loss, calories do count. Eliminating sugar and other calorie-rich sweeteners is an obvious way to cut back, but so-called artificial sweeteners have obvious drawbacks. We've been looking for a natural, good-tasting, non-caloric sweetener for a long time, and it's finally here, stevia. Derived from the leaves of a natural plant from South America, this low-calorie sugar substitute has become extremely popular with those on carbohydrate-controlled diets and weight loss programs. Wilner Chemist is now offering a state-of-the-art line of stevia products in liquid dropper bottles, including new flavored versions, vanilla, cinnamon, chocolate, lemon, orange, and peppermint. They taste great, gluten-free, and organic. One or two drops is all you need. Stevia regular and the new flavored versions are now available from Wilner Chemist. Buy one 2-ounce bottle at a regular discount price and get a second 2-ounce bottle, you pick the flavor, at half price. What a deal. Wilner Chemist, a nutritional supplement professional.
professionals.
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. You're listening to The World in the Window. I'm here with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. Before we get back to my last comment on the previous caller and answering those who are lined up, I just want to urge you to check out the sales that are now in effect at Wilner Chemist. You know, as Sam mentioned a few moments ago, as part of our 100-year anniversary celebration, we have all sorts of great discounts in place, including the four CoQ10 supplements from Solgar, the 100 milligram, 120 milligram, 200 milligram, and 400 milligram, on sale at 75% off list price. I know it's hard to believe, but it's true. We also have 50% off discounts on products from Country Life, Doctor's Best, Garden of Life, Heal, Jarrow Formulas, Macro Life, Mushroom Wisdom, New Chapter, Planetary Herbals, Source Naturals, Phyto Tech, and more. Check www.wilner.com for a full listing. Okay. Guys, one of the things that is sometimes recommended for people with things like acid reflux, I know it used to be recommended. I still think some people do. And it sounds a little bit strange. And that is extra hydrochloric acid. Supplemental hydrochloric acid. Now, it sounds strange because obviously it's the hydrochloric acid that's causing the problem. Do you guys, Dr. Podell, in your clinical background, do you think that makes any sense?
Well, in some people, in most people, too much acid is the issue. In some people, it isn't. That is, we have people that we give real acid suppression, and it doesn't help their reflux at all. And there, it's probably coming back as bile from the small intestine. So, bottom line is, I haven't tried adding acid in that situation because it scares me. But if people are maldigesting in various ways, sometimes there is a lack of acid, and this can give you similar symptoms to what reflux would be.
You know, it's very interesting that you brought this up, Don, because really earlier in the show when we talked about weight loss and muscle loss, and, you know, hydrochloric acid is a terribly important component to absorption of protein. And the beginning stages of breaking down protein so that they can be absorbed. And, you know, who knows, maybe part of aging it would include the reduction of hydrochloric acid and inability to absorb some of the protein in your food. So now we're getting to another issue with GERD and reflux. And it's true, Don, you're absolutely right. Too little hydrochloric acid can be the underlying cause of a lot of GERD, as long as you rule out if there's ulcers, if there's really serious ulceration of the lining of the esophagus and duodenum. Once you resolve or take care of those issues, the introduction of some hydrochloric acid actually can be really helpful in reversing this process, and I'll explain why that is. When the stomach is digesting food, it has to secrete hydrochloric acid. Now, if a situation occurs where, as Don just described, you're not producing enough, well, guess what? That doesn't mean you don't produce any. You actually still produce enough to give you a good heartburn, but just not enough to break down the food you're digesting. So what happens is the food just sits there. It sits there and sits there and sits there, trying to get a sufficient amount of hydrochloric acid so that it can digest your food, and it never does. What happens? It seems to throw everything off. Pyloric valves open and close sort of randomly, trying to, you know, obviously the upper GI or upper pyloric valve does open up eventually, and unfortunately there's still food digesting in the stomach. And where does that food go? It goes up in the esophagus. Sometimes you have situations where you have irritation infection in the throat, Don, where people are, have a mysterious cough, and doctors say, hey, it's not a cough. It's an irritation from a reflux. So a little hydrochloric acid. Obviously, you got to make sure there's no serious erosion or ulcers before you take hydrochloric acid. Wouldn't you say that, Don? Obviously, you know, you got to be careful and be monitored by a physician. But I found that there are some people, let's say you have a sensation of fullness in your stomach. You don't necessarily have ulcers or heartburn or so, but the food is just kind of just sitting there. Maybe you're getting a little too much burping and stuff, and it just doesn't seem to be working right. Well, adding a little hydrochloric acid at the end of the meal should do the trick. And by the way, you might as well do a digestive enzyme at the beginning of the meal as well, just to really make sure the food's getting broken down. And you know what? You'd be surprised. The burping, the fullness in the stomach, the indigestion seems to go away with this approach.
People go to the chemist and ask for hydrochloric acid. How do we do this at Wilner's?
Guess what? There's plenty of products called betaine hydrochloride.
Right.
Okay. Betaine hydrochloride is the hydrochloric acid, HCl, betaine, and that's what you get.
Let me ask something for Don and Sam. Quite a few years ago, there was a product called Mastic Gum that was being promoted for use for reflux.
Maybe, Don, I don't use it a lot, but I know it's important, Don. Where does Mastic Gum fit in all this?
Well, Dr. Podell is correct. It was talked about quite a bit. In fact, I think Allergy Research Group
they had one.
Right. Jarrow.
Now that you mention it, you're right. I don't hear too much about it. I don't know whether that means that it never really panned out, or whether it's just being used by physicians and we don't hear about it very much.
As I remember, it should be incorporated with a treatment for H. pylori, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, we'll look into it.
If you're on an antibiotic, you should use like maybe DGL and Mastic Gum.
Yeah, maybe we'll talk about it next week. I'll check it. I'll make a note to see what the status is. I think we can close this. Thank you for painting that very descriptive picture, Sam. I was just sitting here with my jaw hanging down. I think one of the things we can take away from this discussion is I hope that our caller realizes that he may, especially with the degree of severity that he's dealing with, that he has to utilize a combination of these different agents the same time. Sam, you know, you pointed out the importance of taking the right amount of DGL at the proper frequency. The same thing, of course, in conjunction with that, we just got done talking about digestive-relating problems, hydrochloric acid, digestive enzymes. He should be taking digestive enzymes with each meal as well. The probiotics, he mentioned he has taken probiotics, but all of these things have to be utilized as a team, as a combination, to really get the best results, which is often the case when you're talking about nutritional and alternative remedies. Okay. All right. Let's move on to Brittany in Brooklyn. Welcome to the Wilner Window. Brittany, how can we help you today?
Hello. Yes. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question. I like to squeeze fresh grapefruit juice in the morning, and I was told I should not take my blood pressure pills after that. So I'm just wondering why.
Okay. I'll let you guys answer. Yeah, there is an answer. Dr. Podell.
Grapefruit juice has a very interesting effect. It tends to paralyze certain enzymes in the gut, and these enzymes, in turn, are involved in the metabolism of drugs. So if you have a drug that goes through these enzymes and you block the enzymes, you're going to get a much larger dose coming in of that drug than you expect. Now, there are certain drugs that are known to be interacting with grapefruit. I think one of the concerns is that all drugs don't get tested against grapefruit, so you're not sure which they are for sure. But the most common ones is the Lipitor group of statins. You can get a very toxic level of Lipitor if you have grapefruit juice. And the grapefruit juice effect on the gut lasts for 24 hours or more. So if you have the grapefruit juice in the morning and then you have Lipitor at night, that's not good enough because the enzymes are still being paralyzed. Among the blood pressure medicines, the calcium channel blockers are involved in this mechanism, and so they shouldn't be interacted. What I don't know is, what about diuretics? What about beta blockers? What about ACE inhibitors? And the way to see if that happens is you got to talk to the druggist, because they do have databases. To the extent that these things are known, they will know it. Now, the problem is everything isn't tested. If you're dealing with a blood pressure drug, you could, and you're having the grapefruit juice every single day, then you just simply titrate the drug against the grapefruit juice. So if it only takes a little bit of drug to control the blood pressure, fine, as long as you keep taking the grapefruit juice.
So if you're a grapefruit juice drinker or eater, tell your doctor to start you at a lower dose.
That's
and
right.
Titrate you up.
That's
okay.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, Brittany, does that explain it?
Yes, but if I squeeze orange juice, does it apply to the same thing? Would that be the same problem?
No.
I could have fresh squeezed orange juice and it won't have a problem?
That, as far as I know, orange juice doesn't do what grapefruit juice does.
Okay, so we'll just switch. I do take the Benicar HCT 40 milligrams /25.
Yeah. Well, those aren't on the list that I'm looking at on the computer, but as I say, they're not all tested. So I wouldn't know for sure if it's involved or not. But ask the pharmacist, because their databases are more comprehensive than mine.
Okay. Can I just ask you one more question? I do take calcium and multivitamin at the same time. Is there a special time of the day that I should be taking all three? Or can I take all three at once?
Well, most of your, as a general rule, your vitamins and your minerals should be taken with meals, okay? Preferably divided up to as many meals as possible, but at least twice a day. So take half of your vitamins and minerals in the morning with breakfast, if you can, and the other half with dinner in the evening, if you can. There are very few that would be exceptions to that rule, things like individual amino acids and things of that sort. But your multivitamin, your calcium, magnesium, vitamin D are best taken with food and should not really be affected by the grapefruit juice or the blood pressure medication.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that call. All right. Guess what, folks? Time is flying by because we're having so much fun. The number here in the studio, if you'd like to call with your questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, or health problems, is 1-800-321-0710. Yes? You want me to repeat it? Okay. I'll do you a favor. I'll tell it to you one more time. 1-800-321-0710. Feel free to give us a call. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
Do you know where true immunity begins? Most people don't. Hi, I'm Dr. Ross Pelton, and I've been a registered pharmacist for many years. One question I'm most often asked is how to boost immunity to avoid illness. Most people are surprised to learn that good health begins in the gut, where over 70% of the immune system's cells reside. So having a healthy digestive system is critical for optimal health. I recommend taking a high-quality probiotic like Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system for good health year-round. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria which work synergistically to maximize health and immunity. I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available anywhere. For strong immune health, take Dr. O'Hara's probiotics and accept no substitute.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at Wilner.com. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
As you know, this is Wilner Chemist 100-year anniversary. We are celebrating the event with sales, contests, giveaways, and special events. Among the items on sale, we have six of our Phytotech herbal supplements featured at one-half price. Here are the products. Antiox Phyto Blend, 1 ounce. Lustrous Hair, 2 ounce. Liver Support, 1 ounce. Allergy Complex, 1 ounce. Green Tea Gao, 2 ounce. And Oregano Oil 70, 120 liquid veggie caps. All are on sale at one half price. For more information, go to our website, www.wilner.com, or call 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professionals since 1911.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin, multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium, along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per 4 tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the 2 Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg, and indeed, you're listening to the Wilner Window. I want to thank Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell for helping me out today. Before we get back to your calls, I want to tell you quickly that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. New Chapter, the whole truth. And as part of the Wilner Chemist 100-year anniversary celebration, the 2 New Chapter products, Zyflamen 60 soft gels and Whole Mega 1000 milligram 60 soft gels, are on sale at one half price. Wow, what a deal. Okay. Let's go back to the phones and speak to Robin in Queens. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Robin. How can we help you? Make sure your radio is turned off.
Yes, I'm calling because I happen to have glaucoma, and I do take your Jarrow black currant with lutein. And I want to know if there's anything else you can suggest, any other supplements. I do take 2 different eye drops. One is Alphagan, and the other is Exalathan. One in the morning, and the other is at night.
Okay. Okay. You're taking a black currant with lutein. You must have either listened to me talk about this once before, but that's a good product as a start. I take 3 different eye drops, and I still am having problems. I also have glaucoma. Here's some of the things I do, and then I'll turn this over to my colleagues here to see what they have to add. But you're on the right track. One of the things that you can do is, of course, take any nutrient or supplement that has been shown to be of general benefit to the eye and to vision, because all of this seems to be related. That includes all the antioxidant nutrients, both the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E, as well as the phytoantioxidants, things that those antioxidants that are derived from herbs and from plants. The product that, of course, I like is the Antiox Phyto Complex, which is the liquid in a gelatin capsule, or the Antiox Phyto Blend. I believe the Antiox Phyto Blend is the one that's on sale right now at half price, by the way. It comes in a liquid. You can just take a dropper full here and there. I put a dropper full into my bottle of water that I sip on throughout the day, or into my green tea, whatever. Wherever I have a chance, I just just squirt a dropper full of the Antiox Phyto Blend. I even take it with me in the evening when if I go out to eat and have a margarita, just for the, you know, for the vitamin content. I'll even put a squirt of the Antiox Phyto Blend into my margarita. Anyway, that's one thing. What it contains, by the way, are things like the acai berry extract, mangosteen extracts, goji berry extracts, pomegranate, green tea, things of that sort. Okay, now, what else can you do besides the antioxidants? Herbs such as ginkgo biloba have been recommended for people with glaucoma. Alpha lipoic acid. I think Jack Chowlin pointed this out a couple weeks ago when he was on the show. Alpha lipoic acid is an antioxidant. It's at the end of the show. I'm getting tongue tied, but it's a relatively special antioxidant in that it is both fat soluble and water soluble, very powerful, and has been shown to be especially helpful for glaucoma related problems. The fish oil supplements, the omega-3 fatty acids. You definitely want to take a high potency fish oil several times a day, as much as you can tolerate. The more, the better. Fish oil has been shown, or omega-3 rich fish oils have been shown to be helpful for glaucoma. Other things that are flavonoids are usually mentioned, but if you take the products I've already described, you will be getting plenty of the flavonoids, such as the Phytotec antioxidants blend. There is a fish oil supplement that I've started using. Nordic Naturals has an omega-3 oil with extra lutein, I believe it is. So if you are looking for another way of sort of combining things and getting extra lutein along with your fish oil, you can get that as a combination as well. I see also listed the coleus for scoli. I don't know too much about the research behind that. Sam, Dr. Padel, anything that I left out?
No, I think that's very good. There are eye formulas, if you hadn't mentioned, by various companies that we talk about, Jarrow and Solgar and all the others. They make some pretty nice forms that put together a lot of what Don is talking about in a convenient formulation. You just take a couple of these pills a couple times a day, and that might be a little more convenient. But they contain all of the things that Don was just mentioning, plus probably other things that he didn't even mention. But, yeah, you got to really focus on nutrients and things that protect circulation and nerve tissue, and really concentrate on that. And it might be worth a try, the coleus. Apparently there has been some pharmaceutical preparations of coleus eye drops, but there seem to be some evidence that it's beneficial. You might have to look a little into that, or have your ophthalmologist take a look into that for you. You definitely got to get take some of these supplements that we're recommending and give them a try.
When I come in the store, can I see you?
Oh, of course.
Sure, sure. That's what we do.
Uh-huh. You're in the store in Manhattan? The one that's across from the Grand Central? That's the one I go to.
Well, Grand Central, yeah. I'm there sometimes. Sam is not at that store. Sam is at the downtown store at 253 Broadway. But if I'm not there, you can talk to one of the pharmacists or nutritionists. We have a whole staff of people that are available to consult with you about something like this. I suggest, if you want to make it more likely that they'll have enough time to spend with you without being interrupted, come in during our non-busy times. We're usually busiest around the middle of the day. You know, we get a lot of people come in around lunchtime, maybe after lunch. So come in early morning, mid-morning, mid-afternoon to late afternoon, and you'll have no problem being able to talk to one of our pharmacists or nutritionists, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's see. Let's try to squeeze in another real quick call. Janet from Teaneck, New Jersey. Welcome to the World in the Window really quickly.
Thank you.
okay, I need to know about kosher chewable multivitamin.
Chewable.
Yeah, okay. It's got to be kosher and chewable.
I believe we do have some. We used to have some from, what, Sam, Maxi Life?
Maxi Health.
I don't know if we still have a Maxi Health.
Maxi
Health. And what about Frida? Do they have a chewable?
Frida probably does. I don't know right offhand, but certainly Maxi Health would have one.
Okay, so give us a call at the store or drop in either store, and we can help you out with that, Janet, okay? Thank you for the call. Okay, as you folks can hear by the music, I'm afraid that that the fun and games for today are coming to an end. Let's take a little break first, and then we'll make some closing comments, okay? Here we go.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemist locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, well, as I said, it is time for us to wind things down for this week. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by New Chapter, the makers of Whole Mega and Zyflamen, both now on sale at one-half price at Wilner Chemists. New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. You're invited to visit us at either Wilner Chemists store in Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, or downtown at 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall. I want to thank Noah and Ira in the control room, Sam and Dr. Podell. We'll see you again next week.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you've enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer.